You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
An organization known for its work with veterans blinded while on duty is helping veterans deal with many other causes of blindness. For example, experts estimate that more than 10 million Americans are affected by macular degeneration. That figure is likely to grow as baby boomers age. Macular degeneration is caused by the deterioration of the part of the retina that records the images we see. While it cannot be cured, progress is being made toward effective treatment. Veterans who find they have the condition have resources available through the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. The organization has been helping blinded veterans since 1945. It has a full-time field service program that provides advice to veterans and links them with VA benefits to which they are entitled. Field representatives often assist veterans with their medical claims. The association services are free and available to any blinded veteran. To learn more, visit www.bva.org or call 1-800-669-7079 toll-free.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All of these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind, body, spirit approach to your health, visit totalhealthguidance.com.
Mention that you
voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNEDforall.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. This is the second hour. I hope you call us. Hope you have something to say. Most of the time, you just listen. You don't call it, but nice to hear your voice today. Phone number is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. We have a lot to say about what went down in South Florida, about the 17 teachers and the kids that were killed, and also the people still hurt, and about these rifles that are being sold. And as you know, we don't normally talk about politics, but we're doing it today because it's time that we have to open up. You know, we say we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind. Well, it seems like most people, whether you're sighted or blind, senior citizens or kids, just want to be quiet and let the people, bosses around, and tell us what to do, even though they're ruining our lives. These politicians who, most of you didn't vote at all, because I know you didn't, because you're going to say you're blind or other reasons, which is a poor excuse, because anyone who's blind could vote if you wanted to. And as far as I'm concerned, if you have something to say, you can call the show. Tell me where you think I'm wrong. I don't think anybody should have assault weapons or rifles that can kill people, or, you know, that's ridiculous.
Are you going to say something, David?
Well, I was going to just mention that the, you know, as far as, while we're on political stuff, the law that just going in, the H.R. 620 is very important, especially to blind people, where it took us forever to get ADA, you know, Americans with the Disabilities Act in place, and now they're trying to, to take the teeth out of it so that you can't sue people or companies when they're not following,
not in compliance.
When they're out of compliance, which of course, if there's no teeth, there's no reason for them to comply. They're not going to. So, I mean, this virtually is kind of nullifying the law while still making it look like they're doing something nice. So, this is really serious to a lot of people, and it's gonna affect folks, if you know it or not, down the road. It's gonna hit you. So, if you hadn't voted in the past, now's the time to make an effort to be able to do so.
By the way, you're listening to David, my co-host, David Hildebrand. You're listening to right now Lynn Golder, my other co-host. You're listening to
Juan
and Genevieve. And you're listening to Chris Shaw behind the scenes.
And Juan, you mentioned before when we were off the air, we were talking about the ADA and the HR 620. What is your feeling about that?
Well, yes, as a librarian, I had a close experience with people with disabilities and the importance of this law. Librarians and people in general see this as a major milestone. Providing adequate access to people is essential. I don't see the problem with filing lawsuits, because if you're not in compliance, then you're creating a barrier for people. So is it unreasonable to seek legal action to correct a problem that it's limiting people to access places, to do things? I mean, it's very important for people to take action. If you remember, nothing is set in stone. Things could change if people do not mobilize. And as anything else, if there are some concerns about companies, but in reality, they should be able to provide services. They should be able to provide access. But at this point in time, we have to raise our voices so people in power could understand the importance and the significance of this. This is something that affects people's life. For example, my brother, he's handicapped, he's quadriplegic. And the reason that we live in Orlando is because it's a new city. There are limited, we try other cities. And the barriers are really hard to go by. So, fortunately, because of the law, new buildings are being put the right way. So, if there is a problem with lawsuits, I don't see what's the big deal about lawsuits. It's a way to correct the problem that should not be there in the first place.
Well, now you start talking about, pardon me, realistic. And with these lawmakers, whoever's giving them the money, that's real. Whoever's giving us the money, that's the way they vote. And that's what this country has come down to. Money talks and BS walks. That's about it. That's what this country now has turned to. As much as I love the United States of America, that's the minus side of it. Where the politicians take the money and that's where they vote.
But so, I have seen, you know, when people show up, sometimes they have town hall meetings and there's 3-4 people there. If we mobilize, they will listen. Above anything else, they would like to get reelected. So if people don't raise their concerns, if people don't make them a priority, if you do not put your item on their agenda, you will not be heard. That's all.
Juan, tell me a little about Affleck. You are an agent. Yes, you're a licensed agent for Aflac.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was first a client, then I liked it so much that I became an agent.
Oh, you were a client first, then you became a licensed insurance. And Genevieve, is she a licensed person too?
Yes, I am. I'm licensed, and I also was a client first. And
oh, yeah,
then became
so you two
yes.
are both clients.
I started with a cancer policy because in my job, we had someone that worked many years with us, and one day she was diagnosed with cancer. And she's totally healthy, and from like one moment to the next, she became very, very sick. And to me, it was just so shocking because everybody thinks they're going to live forever, and no, it's not going to hit me. I'm never going to get cancer. And that's what I felt with this person. She was so healthy and then deteriorated so fast. I said, no, I'm getting my cancer policy. And that's how I became a customer first. And
so you're telling me, wait a minute. So I didn't even know that exists. So you're telling me when I had my cancer, if I would have had that policy.
We didn't know that.
I didn't know that. So you're saying to me, if I would have taken that policy out when I was working and I got cancer, but then I had to stop working because I had to do treatments.
Yes.
You tell me I would be covered at that time?
We never knew that. When they have a slogan, this stuff wears pink. Mm-hmm. That's what caught my eye.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah. So I would have been, you're saying to me when I stopped working, right, and I would have had that policy, Aflac would have paid me? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah, actually, if you get the policy, you can keep it forever. It's not attached to your work. Your policy holder, you know, you're a policy owner. And once you set up this, it will be with you forever. You don't need to keep working or keep a job.
Attached to a job.
It's something that is yours. You can carry that from one job to another, or just simply ask for it and in an individual base.
And my son swears by it. He has it work.
I didn't know about it. Yeah. To tell you the truth, I didn't even know what Aflac did.
Aflac, the foundation, you know, the reason for being, you know, the when it came to why the company exists is because of a situation way before when cancer was not that prone or prevalent. Mm-hmm. It was a very difficult situation, and major medical was not covering things that were needed to be covered. If you think about it right now, even if you have major medical, it will cover about 60% of the treatments and situations related to cancer. That's why Aflac provide cash-based, they provide you money so you can do treatments and pay deductibles and do anything.
I got a question for you. What would happen if a person took that policy out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then went blind? And they couldn't work anymore. What happened then?
No, it's a policy.
They would get lots of money.
If you make payments, you know, if you keep the policy active, it's yours forever. And you can claim as many times as you need to. There's no limit.
That would be the critical illness.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, for blind, though, it wouldn't be critical illness. You just lost your sight. Maybe you couldn't work for a while.
Right. No, you can't work forever.
Oh, forever.
Well, yeah, well, that's true.
Like me. Yeah. That's another thing. If I would have had that, too, when I was working and when I was blind, they would have paid me lots of money. Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. So you also have accident and hospitalization besides critical illness.
Yeah, when it comes to hospitalization, it will provide you a help to cover things related to the hospital stay. For example, if you go to an ER, they will provide you with $2,000, so you can cover the expenses related to the ER for the first 24 hours. Then it will, as the days go by and you stay in the hospital, they will provide you additional funds for the observation. If you're in critical care, they will provide you additional funds.
Michael, we're gonna go to break now.
We're going to break?
Yep.
Okay, stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
And our guest caller is waiting for us on the other side, John Steiger.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yeah, 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 yeah. What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-A.com.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at WSBlind.org.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com. Quack, 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 quack.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. We're back. This is Michael, and you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. If you want to call in, which I hope you do, it's 407-894-1680. Right now, we have on the line a guest, John. John, you there?
We have John Steichler on the air.
Good to hear you.
Hey, John.
He's the health man.
Welcome.
He's the health man, David.
Yes,
it's all about health. Good health.
This is John Steichler, and he's calling in from Total Health Guidance Orlando. Welcome, John.
He's our health man. Yes.
Say hi. Hey, welcome. It's good to be with you guys again.
Okay.
So tell us about health, please. We need help. Yes.
Sure. Well, I know I've been on the program before and advertised with you guys. And most of, your callers know we do a lot of different things related to health, everything from physical health with internal medicine and acupuncture and massage and nutrition. But we also focus a lot on mental health and really anything counseling or coaching related. So while we do a lot of, we do everything from premarital counseling, couples counseling, life coaching, things like that, I really wanted to highlight two aspects of that type of service that we do, even specifically for the visually impaired, and one of which is grief counseling. We do grief counseling, obviously, for all different types of issues. When people think of grief counseling, most often they think of, you know, when somebody passes away and somebody dies, they go through that period of grief. And while that is a very real and very valid form of grief, the reality is any time that we experience a loss in life, we experience grief. Mm-hmm. So that loss could be the loss of a loved one, but it could be the loss of a pet, the loss of a job, the loss of a dream, or the loss of your sight or some other physical ability. So whenever there's loss, there's grief, and people will go through the different stages of grief, like anger and denial and blaming people and bargaining, and eventually get to acceptance. But we can help with people going through any aspect of grief through ongoing counseling. We also do intensive one-day grief workshops. We keep our groups very small, 5 or 6 people that go through the process in a very experiential way. Some people just get stuck in some of those stages of grief. So that's one thing I wanted to highlight. And the other one is around our business and life coaching. We have a visually impaired client we're working with now that's we're helping him come up with a business plan. He's got a vision for how he believes he wants to be used and make a difference in this world, and we're helping him with the accountability and the support and putting a process in place to coach him along, making his dreams become reality. So that's just 2 things I wanted to mention tonight.
Hey, John, I've got a quick question for you, if I may. This is Dave. I had the pleasure of meeting you last month.
Yeah, Dave.
I was wondering, in regards to the counseling aspect, when I worked for the Lighthouse, the School for the Blind here locally, we got a lot of students that had just recently lost their sight and, of course, devastated. And we found that group discussions and things like that, where they could actually discuss what they're going through with their peers, was a huge help. And I don't think that it's done enough. It's touched at Lighthouse a bit in certain classes, but I think I hear from tons of people that's one thing they really miss when they left classes is the ongoing discussion group. So I wonder if you've done that yet with blind people, and if not, if it's something you might consider approaching.
Yes, absolutely. We totally agree in the power of group therapy and that group facilitated process. So we do have several groups now. We have a men's processing group as well as a women's processing group. We have everything from anger management groups to grieving groups, trauma groups. So we're always looking at starting new ones too. So the grieving group that I mentioned, the intensive one-day workshop, that is a small group, very facilitated process. So that would be very, it's not specifically just for visually impaired, although we do have, several visually impaired clients.
Well, there's so many blind folks that lose their vision late in life that you could have easily a discussion group once every couple of weeks and have plenty of people there to just for people that are visually impaired, because it really does affect their life. And a lot of times people had tremendous careers and they don't understand how they can possibly go on or contribute to society once they've lost their vision. So
absolutely.
There's a huge need.
So if somebody's in that situation, they're in the Orlando area and they would like to have a facilitated discussion group, a processing group, they just give our office a call. Our number is 321-332-6984. If they just give the office a call and mention that they're interested in a visually impaired support group, we will get that. If we get at least 2 people to call on the office, we can start that right away. That would be something we would love to do. And of course, anybody that calls our office for anything, whether it's acupuncture, massage, counseling, any of our services, if they just mention Blind and Beyond radio program, they get a $25 gift card.
That is awesome. Well, I hope that Lighthouse will reach out to you and take advantage of this, since you've got people that are qualified to lead discussions and those kind of things. It could be a big help, and there's a need right now for it.
Yeah, well, hopefully we can serve that need.
And don't forget about the stress issue, about the massaging for the stress issue. That's very important. Very important.
Yes, I know. Yeah, I know. Thank you, Michael, for sharing your story, you know, last month when we were on, just about how you went blind really as a result of that stress. So, yeah, stress is critical to deal with for all areas of life. So we do massage, we do acupuncture, we do the life coaching, the stress reduction coaching. But that's a critical component for, there's so many diseases and illnesses, everything from even cancer, diabetes, heart disease are all exacerbated. I'm not saying they're caused by stress, but they're certainly exacerbated by stress, and it can be made worse if stress is not managed appropriately.
Well, I want to say that's the more and more you talk about it, the more I understand, and more people should understand how what you do helps people. And as far as the massaging and all that other thing, relieves stress, plus frustration, a lot of other things in life. It's great to know all that.
It's not just about taking a pill, right, John? It's holistic, right. The holistic approach.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, we give everybody your address again and your phone number, and you still have that situation where they call and they mention our show, correct?
I think a $20 gift card.
Yeah.
So
why don't you give
our office is on Kirkman Road. Basically, we're right in front of Universal Studios, just off of I-4 in Orlando. Mm-hmm. And the phone number again is 321-332-6984. While some of our services like massage, acupuncture, things like that, obviously can only be done for people that are in the Orlando area or visiting Orlando, a lot of our other services like the nutrition coaching, counseling, life coaching, business coaching, those services, we have clients from all over the country. So people, we do tele-coaching and tele-counseling, so we can provide those services for anybody in the country.
Alrighty.
And again, if they call and mention Blind and Beyond, they do get a $25 gift card for any of our services.
You can't beat that. Well, thank you so much. Did you say hi to Juan and Genevieve?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
How are you? Hi, John.
Good to hear you.
Yeah.
Good to hear you.
Yeah. We'd like to hang out with the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, John.
Thanks
appreciate
a lot, John.
So much.
Okay, you guys have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Michael, I'd like to do our second trivia now while we have time. And
trivia time. Trivia call. Time. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Who is singing the song?
There's a time. When the tears you feel in your eyes, and you can't see past the shadows to the sun on the other side, don't despair, because there always will be someone there. Don't lose faith, love won't let from the cold. I'll hold you when you cry. I'll be there to be strong when you can't find the strength inside. And you'll always have a home in these arms of mine. You'll never stand alone. Love is standing by. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, it is.
Okay, so who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Okay? See if you know. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. We're only going to wait 5 minutes. That's it. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? So, Juan, I have to say something to you.
Uh-oh.
What?
That sounds ominous.
Yes.
I can't believe everything. I mean, I believe what you're telling me. I just can't believe that all the things I passed up, I could have, before I went blind, I could have had yours. When I went blind, I could have had that insurance. When I got my cancer, I could have got it again twice.
Maybe
I missed out on
the food lines getting food.
Yeah, all the time we were looking for money when we didn't have any because we lost everything when I went blind.
Unfortunately.
And then we got cancer, lost, couldn't work.
One thing
that had all that money coming in, it's amazing that you don't know. And you people now know, so you have no excuse. The bottom line is this way. I'm telling you now, I know for my son, it's not expensive to go with Aflac. So
no, it's not.
You should think
it's
about
a couple,
it.
A couple dollars per week. If you think about the value that and the peace of mind that Aflac brings to you.
That's what you just said, peace of mind. Because when you have that little insurance thing, it costs you a little bucks, and now you have peace of mind. So this way, if you have a little bit of a situation, right? If you have a job and you're blind, if you have a job and you get income, and all of a sudden, for whatever reason, you got sick, now you can't work.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got income coming in from Aflac. That's yes. just one thing. I'll give you another situation. You're listening to this show and your eyes are not perfect. Your eyes are somewhat off. And you think you may be going blind. Now's the time to take it because you're not blind yet. So if, God forbid, you do go blind, you're covered. I never heard that policy. That's fantastic.
It's very, you know, sometimes as agents, we have to face situations with clients. But it brings great satisfaction to provide these services. When people are in need for, you know, for a little bit of help, I feel a lot of satisfaction. That's why we use the
your
website.
License. Pardon me, I have to interrupt. Are you licensed just in Florida?
Well, yes. Every state controls their own area.
Agents.
So we can be represented. We can represent in Florida, but we can also if it's needed, we can request licenses from out of state.
So if somebody calls you from Georgia,
we can provide the services.
You can talk to them. You can coordinate with them.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody, the whole state of Florida, you can handle yourself. And then if somebody calls you from wherever they're going to call you from, outside of Florida, you can work with them and talk to them and try to hook them up with somebody.
Does Juan knows that we have listeners all over the
country.
Because
we have listeners listening to the show right now all over the country, even though they're not calling in.
Yeah.
They're listening.
That's why I partner up with Genevieve, right? to provide.
Genevieve did her quack.
Genevieve, let's hear you do a quack quack. Come on, here. Let's hear people.
Right?
Okay. I'll try it now. I'm a little more.
Try it. Let's hear it.
Aflac. Aflac!
Quack, quack!
Aflac!
There you go. You said Aflac.
Yeah. Yes.
I want to hear a quack, quack. I want to hear a quack.
Quack,
just a,
quack.
Just to do the quack, quack. Just
okay.
To. Just a quack.
Quack, quack! Quack, quack!
That proves that
he
was her.
I want
you on the
ground.
That was me.
The star is born.
Is that what you learned at Allie E. Stevenson High School?
Yeah.
No. Actually, Aflac provides flight school. And when we go into this flight school, we learn a lot of ducky things, learn how to fly and use our wings and the Aflac voice. Well, actually, that's unique to me.
Yeah. Right now, in the critical care and cancer, if you think about it,
we're going to break. Sorry to interrupt. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Quack, quack. I'm the Aflac duck. I help others be financially protected. With Aflac, after an injury, big or small, or an illness such as a cold to a major cancer diagnostic, real cash, real fast can be provided. So if covered, after a slip or fall, you can make a quack, quack call to my peeps, Juan and Genevieve, at 407- 866-476-7282. They will be there to help you. Or visit their website at theonewhocares.com.
Quack, quack.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
You requested links? Well, listen up. The Links new mobility management model provides exciting new travel options and improved customer service for the Access Links program. A taxi or private vehicle will pick you up when circumstances are deemed necessary. With the Links bus tracker and the Links Paw Pass, you will always know where your bus is and you can pay your fare right from your phone. 50 more Access Links vehicles will be added to the fleet in early 2018. For more exciting news and updates, visit golinks.com. That's GOLYNX.com.
We're back. You're back. We're back. This is Michael, and you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We have another guest caller on the line.
We do. Another John.
John, yes.
Hi,
from
John
Polara Navigator APS. Yes, we do. John, you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everybody.
Hey, John. Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Doing well, thank you.
The more I hear about Polara Navigator APS, the more and more I'm impressed. We were just talking about it before, when we were on commercial break, and we were just discussing it, and it's interesting that more and more people are hearing about Polara Navigator APS. So could you tell us more about it?
Sure. Well, yeah, we've been making accessible signals for probably, I think, since 1997, and since then, every year we try to make enhancements to the product to provide more information or better information, more clear. This last year, we implemented Bluetooth in our buttons and are looking towards releasing an app for the visually impaired that would allow them to access some of the information before they even get to the button. But right now, basically, if they come to a button on a corner and push it, it should give them all the same information that a sighted person would have in terms of signs and so forth. But we provide that information through sounds and vibro-tactile touch.
So what would your Bluetooth feature allow exactly?
Well, when a visually impaired person or when anybody pushes a button and holds it, it can provide custom information about the intersection. Example, what crosswalk there or what street they're crossing and what the cross street is, whether there's an island and so forth, and they would be able to access that same information via their phone without actually having to push the button.
Oh, I got you. That's great.
Do you ever use one? David, have you ever used one?
I have heard them, but I've never actually used one myself. No, I've heard one from a distance, so I'm anxious to see how they work. But the app particularly intrigues me. I think that's a very important tool to be able to familiarize yourself ahead of time. And since you've already got the tools in place, I think it'd be awesome to have that app so a blind person could be familiar in advance before they even get to the intersection, you know.
David, let me tell you, all your traveling, with all your traveling. Now, John, David is totally blind. He's been blind. Well, you've been blind all your life, right, David?
True.
So he's been blind all his life. So he's a perfect person for this. And you've never been in the situation where you've had to use one.
Well, the truth is that I'm married, and quite often I'm either traveling with my wife or somebody else at the side. So if I was traveling alone, I would really take advantage of the service. But I still very well might at some point. So I'm wanting to do a little research ahead of time so I understand the whole technology and everything before I jump into it. But it sounds like something I'd be interested in.
If I could just add that as of this date, our estimate is only 5 to 7% of the intersections in the United States have APSs on them. That's partly because they've been talking about mandating them for years, but the government puts off, for the last 3 or 4 years, they've put off the mandate and haven't followed through on it. So we would hope they would, which would help drive, installation. But as of today, somewhere between only 5 to 7% of the intersections out there have APSs on them.
Well, they've been talking about accessible money for a long time, too. So the government is definitely slow. Even when they promise they're going to do something, it takes forever. So.
Well, that's why it's important for the listeners to request them, because the ADA requires the cities to provide reasonable accommodation once somebody requests something.
And how would you suggest that they request them?
If they go to our website, polara.com, that's P-O-L-A-R-A.com, there's a box that says, what is an APS? If they click on that box, on the next page they're taken to, there's a button that says how to request an APS, and we have a sample letter and instructions on how to best go about requesting one. So we encourage them to download or print the sample letter and then write their own letter to their traffic department or the mayor and request one.
Now, does your website indicate where there are Polara devices around the country?
No, we sell to distributors, so we don't always know what intersections they're installed on. And there are other companies that manufacture APSs too. So, right. Sometimes there are, sometimes there's somebody else's.
Gotcha. Yeah, that might be something to consider in the future anyway, because if I was visiting somewhere in Colorado, for example, I might even be more inclined to go to a particular area if I knew that they're going to have accessible equipment like that.
That's a great suggestion.
Juan, did you have a question for John about the laser? It was something
question. Yeah, the question was related to using lasers to identify when a pedestrian is crossing the street from one side to the other. I'm not sure if that's available or possible.
I'm not sure exactly how you intend to use lasers. Can you explain that a little more?
Yes, I guess as people start walking, the laser will identify that there's someone entering the street, and it will be receiving the other on the other side. It will identify like someone is going in, and on the other side, someone just got out of the street. I don't know if that's possible or realistic. I'm not.
Might make it easier for the blind person to be able to line up when they're crossing the street, for example. It's something to be able to home in on.
Give you, it's just an idea. Don't worry.
I've never heard of that technology you're talking about being able to do that. But we're actually working on a new product that it would require a visually impaired person to wear a device, but it would be very lightweight and typically in a hat or over their shoulders, and it would actually be able to guide them in a very narrow path across the street to ensure that they don't stray out of the sidewalk. It could also provide them all the same information automatically without them even having to push a button. And that's a device we're in the process of developing right now.
That could be huge, I think, seriously, and it could be huge as far as a teaching tool as well for people, for instructors that want to teach blind people how to use a cane and be more mobile. Being able to line up and going across the street in kind of a narrow area like that could be a big help.
The other question is how well is the city of Orlando or downtown Orlando and downtown Kissimmee and other cities when it comes to installation of these devices? I think they're quite useful.
Yeah, but you have to ask for it. That's the whole idea what John's talking about. We have to ask that particular, whether it's Kissimmee or Orlando or wherever, Philadelphia, anywhere, you have to ask the city, you have to contact the city and say, we request a certain street. You have to mention the street. Is that right? Reference to what I'm talking about, John, that you have to request the city, the engineering department, that we want on that particular street, 5th and Market Street, or whatever it may be, in reference to the Polara Navigator APS.
Uh-huh. Yes, some cities are very progressive, and they're putting them in all the major downtown areas around, say, hospitals, libraries, and city buildings, but very few are doing that. Most of them do require installation based upon request. So, yeah, we strongly urge people to request, and don't request just one intersection. If there's a route that you travel where you cross two or three intersections, you can request more than one.
And John, some people that are out there listening, they don't go on the computer. So is there a phone number that they can call you and then you can help them, you can guide them?
Yeah, we'd be happy to mail the packet of instructions and the sample letter, and they would just need to call us at 903-366-0300. That's our main line, and they can request the packet.
We're going to put that on our website. You have to put that on the website, Lynn, the phone number.
I believe it's there.
It's there? Okay. Would you say the phone number again, John, the phone number to call?
903-366-0300.
And when you call, don't forget to say to Polara that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Yep.
Well, thank you, John, for calling in today. We hope to hear you again very soon.
I'll be anxious to hear about the apps, too.
Yeah, David wants to hear about all your apps.
Yeah, David, please contact me directly, and we can talk more about that.
Sounds good.
There you go, Dave.
Good for you. Congratulations on the new stuff. It sounds like it's going to be awesome.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Looking forward to it.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so now nobody got the trivia question?
Nope. Boy.
So we give the answer?
I might as well.
Okay, what's the answer?
The singer that you thought was before.
Oh, okay. So that was Whitney Houston. That right. was the answer.
And
Whitney
that
Houston.
Song was written to her for her daughter. She and her daughter were very, very close to Bob. She and Bob.
All right, now we got another trivia. This is not music. So let's see.
Oh, yeah, yay.
Genevieve, you're going to give your question. All right. This is Genevieve's got...
Well, my duck had duckies, and I have so many duckies at home that I have to give one away. So I have a trivia question. Yeah, I have so many duckies. He had a lot of duckies. A lot of baby duckies. I have a cute, squishy baby ducky that I want to give away for someone who might want to adopt him. Mm-hmm. If anybody could get the trivia question right and give us a call that...
I already got the answer.
What is a male duck called?
A male duck.
A male duck. A male duck. What
is
a male duck called?
What's a male duck called? What's the name? There's a name for a male duck, not Howard.
Nope.
Howard the duck.
No. No, it's not Donald either.
No. So what is a male duck? Male duck. What's the name? 407-894-1680. What's a male duck? What's it called? 407-894-1680. And don't look it up.
No Googling.
No Googling.
No cheating.
Suffering succotash.
What?
This?
That's okay. Daffy. It's not
why
Daffy.
We're waiting,
oh, not Daffy.
Why we're
it's
waiting
not Daffy
for,
either.
Wait a minute. Why we're waiting
no,
for...
We're going to break in
We're going
minute.
To break and then we're going to listen to David sing a song.
Suffering succotash. Sing David.
David, gonna do, how long do I break?
Do we have time for songs, Dave?
No. We're it's going in on 1 minute.
Said. And for break.
What do you want to do, Dave?
Well, I think I don't have a 1 minute song, so
no.
Well.
All right. Well,
we will cut into break. Hey,
you want a break?
I like that duck imitation there, Chris.
Have to wait for the break.
Gee, Gallagher, thank you.
Wait after the break.
Quack, quack.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind, body, spirit approach to your health, visit totalhealthguidance.com.
Mention that you
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED4ALL.com.
We are back. Oh, yes, we are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And Chris, you think we have a winner about the duck question?
Yes,
where
I.
Where's she calling from?
I surely do.
June. Her name is June,
and she's calling from right here in Orlando.
June from Orlando, are you there?
And she's a first-time caller.
All right.
Wow. Yay. June, are you there?
I am.
And you're a first-time caller listening to the show?
Yes, I am.
Welcome, June.
Hope you liked the show today. Hope you liked it.
All right, so what's the answer?
What's the answer?
Mallard.
Oh, no.
That's close, though.
It's close, but not good enough. Nope. Not, the name is not Mallard. Not a Mallard duck. No. Nope. I'm sorry, June.
That is a type of duck.
But right. Keep on listening. That's a type of duck. Keep on listening,
June. All right, but she still gets a bracelet, though.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she gets a bracelet.
We got her covered.
She gets an attaboy.
Are you visually impaired? Are you sighted? Hello?
June, are you visually impaired or are you sighted?
I'm sorry, what's that?
No, you're sighted?
Are you sighted?
Yes.
That's good. Yes. That's wonderful. I'm glad you're listening to the show. I appreciate it. Thank you. Keep on listening.
You're welcome.
We're going to send you out a bracelet. A very nice bracelet. Hope you like it.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you.
So you want to give the answer?
No. Oh,
Hello? You want to give the answer?
No, Chris said don't give the answer.
Or not to give it the answer. Okay, let's hear Chris sing. We want to hear David sing.
There could be some other person that might guess it. So.
Okay, so after you're singing, you'll get
it. Okay. I don't know if he's taking a dress or taking another caller.
I hope it'll be another caller, but in the meantime, I'll try to do a short song here.
A short song.
Okay, I don't know if I can do a depressing one. I've got to do a little more upbeat.
Okay,
sorry.
There you go.
No one to walk with, all by myself. No one to talk with, cause I'm happy on a shelf. I'm misbehaving, saving all my life for you. Hey you, and especially you, baby. I know for certain you're the one that I love. I'm through with flirting, you're the one I'm dreaming of. I'm misbehaving, saving all my life for you. Like Jack Horner in a corner, I don't go nowhere, or what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Oh, believe me, I don't stay late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. I'm misbehaving, saving all my life for you. Oh yeah, I'm misbehaving, saving all my life for you. Like Jack Horner in a corner, I don't go nowhere, or what do I care? Your kisses are waiting for. Oh, believe me, darling, I don't stay out late, don't care to go, no. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. I'm misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Hey, you, saving all my love for you. Hey, you, saving all my love for you.
Very good, very good,
all right.
David. Very good.
Just in the nick of time. Thanks, Dave. We have 2 callers, Norma from Orlando and Nancy from Houston.
Right, we have a first-time caller, Norma from Orlando. Norma, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, Norma. Good. She was calling
in. Coming in from church.
And somebody from Houston, Texas?
Not Houston. Eustace.
Oh, Eustace.
Yeah, Eustace. Oh, Lord. All right, so yes, Norma wanted to call in for the trivia. And she has the trivia answer.
Sure.
All right, you ready, Norma?
Let me try.
Come on, give it to us.
It's a Drake.
All right.
Congratulations.
Yes,
yeah. Is it a Drake?
It was correct.
Congratulations,
correct.
Norma. Yes, it was a Drake. Yes.
Thank you.
Yay, you're going to love this stuff.
I when I was in basic school, like about when I was 9.
There you go. So give them a gift, tell Norma what to do. I think Chris is going to take her name and phone number.
Yes, yes, so that we could send a ducky to you.
We're going to send you a ducky.
Yes, take good care of him. Well, he's a baby.
Yeah.
He's a baby.
Yes.
You can name him Drake now.
Yeah. And you can.
And Nancy, sorry you didn't win. I don't know if she's there.
Good guess.
Nancy, are you there? Thank you, Norma. We appreciate it.
All right.
Okay.
Nancy, are you still there?
No, yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, Nancy.
We got 1 minute left,
Michael. I can't believe
you called.
Nancy,
how are you doing? A female duck?
I was going to answer the question.
Okay.
I grew up on a farm, so I know all about these.
Okay, what's a female duck called?
A hen.
Yay!
Who won
it?
Another winner! Why not?
She's going to get the female ducky.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay, we got to say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy.
Okay.
Lynn, get your microphone, please.
Microphone?
Yeah, talking to the microphone.
Okay.
Hear.
Well, I didn't want to take it away from David.
Oh, you got it.
Sharing here. So tell everybody how to reach you, you guys.
Okay,
we're going
let me give
air.
You a number. It's 407-476-7282.
Say we it
also
again.
Have 407-476-7282.
And the website.
And the website is theonewhocares.com.
theonewhocares.com, and it's on our website. Well, thank you, everybody. Juan and Genevieve and Mr. Dave and Chris and Brenda for bringing
and,
Dave.
And Chris Shaw.
Thank you, listeners.
Thank you.
Without you, we do nothing.
Stay well. Take care. Love you all.
Take care.
See you next time.